Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. For almost 15 years, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has sought to connect research to practice, sponsoring third-party research on a broad range of public management issues facing us today. Measuring program performance is relatively straightforward in many areas of government, such as social services, visa processing, and air traffic control. But in some instances, assessing performance and success is much harder. One particularly difficult area involves law enforcement, where a key goal is to prevent or deter bad outcomes, which can often happen without the knowledge of law enforcement officials. Cracking the challenge of measuring unobserved behaviors, drug smuggling, tax fraud, counterfeiting, and illegal immigration is a key to developing better strategies and targeting resources in the right places to catch and deter illegal actions. What are the challenges of measuring unobserved events? How do unobserved events differ from infrequent events? Are there data estimation methods that can assist public managers in measuring unobserved events? And what agencies are applying such methods to develop appropriate data-driven strategies and approaches? Today, we'll explore these questions and more with John Whitley, author of the IBM Center report, Five Methods for Measuring Unobserved Events, a case study of federal law enforcement. John, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
So, John, before we delve into your report for the IBM Center, Five Methods for Measuring Unobserved Events, a case study of federal law enforcement, I'd like to get some context around the concept of performance management. What is performance management measurement, and why is it so important that federal agencies measure program performance?
Mm-hmm. Well, I come at this problem really as a practitioner, so I don't have I'm not going to be able to provide the best theoretical framework here, and I'm sure the academic literature covers that very well. But in my experience, I've worked in large federal agencies, really largely in the resource allocation and programmatic decision making areas, where we've supported the senior leadership in trying to decide how to allocate their resources, what things to be investing in. So my coming into performance is really in that context. How do we say, what do you get for this investment option? What do you get for this investment option, or for A or for B or for C? And so I really came into performance measurement first and foremost in trying to measure that return. Return on investment, but return at the strategic level of the organization. What are we trying to get if we go in this direction or that direction? When I went to DHS, Department of Homeland Security, as the performance improvement officer, it became even more apparent to me there. We were trying to determine, DHS has a wide range of missions, immigration, counterterrorism, disaster management, cybersecurity. We were trying to allocate resources across these various missions. And we had to get a sense of what are we trying to achieve in these areas, and what are we trying to, and what would it get if we invested in this program or that program?
You've mentioned outcomes. We've talked about performance measures. I want to get a sense of what they are in practical terms. So what is a performance measure, and how does it differ from an outcome measure?
So I view this thing very very simply: inputs, outputs, outcomes. Inputs being the things you buy, outputs being the widgets that are produced, and outcomes being the things that you're trying to affect with those widgets. Outcomes generally are affected by environmental, relative economic growth on either side of the border. Other things are affecting the outcomes as well, in addition to the government activities, the government outputs being produced. And then I usually just layer in on top of that efficiency measures, which is how output to input ratios are your efficiency at that stage, and the effectiveness of the outputs at affecting the outcome as the efficiency at that stage.
You know, bringing in the theoretical is almost like the logic model concept.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But as you're title of your report conveys, your research focuses on measuring so-called unobserved events. Would you explain what they are And how do they differ from infrequent events?
So we're really talking about things where you know it's going on, but unobserved to the, from the perspective of the law enforcement organization, from the government entity and tasked with dealing with the challenge. In the report I make, bring out to some extent the difference between infrequent events. I also have a background at Department of Defense where I've worked for a number of years. And there the big challenge was the fact that – the good fact that wars don't happen very often. So you're investing in ground force capability. You're investing in air forces and afloat forces and ships, and you're trying to design them and buy the optimal mix of those things to affect the ability of the Department of Defense to prosecute the nation's wars. Well, fortunately, those wars don't come around very often. And so a lot of that is you're dealing with, well, if the war occurs, how will it occur, and will this be the best mix of capabilities, or would some other mix be better? That problem is at DHS as well. FEMA is responsible for preparing for a catastrophic event, a nuclear device, an improvised nuclear device going off in a U.S. city. Thank goodness that's never happened. So how do you invest in capabilities, and how do you decide, is this the right set of capabilities or is this the right set of capabilities to deal with that problem if and when it occurs? So that's the challenge of infrequent events, and it creates a certain set of measurement challenges for the performance management community. Can't observe what those values are at the government level, at the law enforcement official level. So this is about how to go out and measure things that are going on out there in the field that you don't observe, and how do you create those estimates so that you can then inform your management decision making.
One of the things I found out about your report when I was reading it was that it is sort of the title kind of conveys a little bit something esoteric technical, mm-hmm. and yet your research is very practical. Mm-hmm. You're able to draw people's attention, and I think by making it realistic and applying it to real life. And one thing I found very interesting is the performance outcome measures for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Could you give us a sense of what they are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I make a point in the report to say, measuring performance in federal law enforcement is very challenging, getting at these unobserved events and the like. And that's, you know, in part some of the purpose of the report is to talk about how to do it. But I also make the point that there are some certain advantages. Law enforcement has a relatively straightforward performance management framework. So we kind of know what it is we need to try to be measuring, even if it's hard to get at and actually measure it. And so the report is focused on outcomes, is focused at the leadership of an agency level. And so at that level, if you're in charge of a law enforcement capability and charged with enforcing law X, your outcome performance measure is, well, what's the rate of violation of law X? It's actually relatively straightforward. So if you're convert this to the state and local level. So you're the chief of police of New York City. You're responsible for the murder, the rape, the robbery, the aggravated assault, the property crime rates, et cetera, within the city of New York. Now, if there's people above the police chief, the mayor, the others that deal in the senior levels of the city government, they're probably concerned about what's the quality of life in my city, what's the income levels in my city, how are people feeling, and are they moving into or out of the city, et cetera. Those are affected by the crime rates. And so echelons above the police commissioner have higher level objectives. And then echelons below the police chief have different objectives. If you're the officer in charge of the 911 call system, you're concerned about response rates to 911 calls. If you're the scheduling officer for police officers, you're worried about how much coverage do I have? Is there a law enforcement presence on the streets? Is that presence distributed evenly? Do people see the law enforcement officers on the streets? So, you know, there's lots of different objectives at different levels of the organization, but the focus level of my report at the kind of the leadership levels of the law enforcement organizations of government, it's a relatively straightforward thing to identify what outcomes they're accountable for. And then I translate that in the report to the federal level. And so to continue with the immigration example, if you're in charge of the Department of Homeland Security and its subordinate components, Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the United States Coast Guard, all the other Citizenship and Immigration Service, all the other organizations within DHS that are responsible for enforcing our nation's immigration laws, then one of your key outcome measures is the rate at which these laws are broken. If you go up an echelon, you know, go to the White House, go to the policy councils around the president, they're concerned with, well, okay, if my immigration laws are broken at a certain rate, what does that do to security, to national security and homeland security? If they're broken at a certain rate, what does that do to economic growth, things like that? So, you know, you go up the chain, You have higher level, broader objectives. And then if you go down the chain, if you're within CBP, if you're in charge of a particular sector of the border, you're concerned about what's going on in that sector. How much situational awareness do I have? How am I scheduling my agents, et cetera? But the level of my report focusing on that senior leadership level of the law enforcement organizations, we kind of know what the outcomes we're trying to achieve are. You're responsible for law enforcement. What's the rate at which those laws are broken?
Thanks, John. I'm here with John Whitley, author of the IBM Center report, Five Methods for Measuring Unobserved Events, a case study of federal law enforcement. So keeping on the idea of the outcomes, I'd like for you to briefly examine the output, input, and efficiency measures that can be used to implement strategies that make you achieve those outcomes. Would you do that?
I take a very simple, you know, kind of logic model approach. So you're in charge of a sector of the border. You're in charge of Customs and Border Protection. You're trying to produce a level of border control, border security. And you produce that with various inputs. You have agents. You have tactical infrastructure. So you have these inputs. These inputs produce various outputs, situational awareness within a sector, the ability to make apprehensions within a sector, et cetera. And those are affecting an outcome, the flow rate, the rate at which people are coming across the border. You're efficient. You have efficiency measures. Given level of situational awareness, is it more efficient to do that with more people or more tactical infrastructure or more technology? Nobody has all the resources they want. Leadership have to make choices about how they're going to achieve their objectives. And so if you're not measuring these things and if you don't understand this logic model framework, if you don't understand how inputs affect outputs, how outputs affect outcomes, the efficiency of one input versus another input in affecting and producing an output, then you really don't have the data you need to be selecting among these different ways in which you can execute your program.
You point out in your research for your report for the IBM Center that improving the availability of objective and transparent performance outcome data would improve management line management decision making. Mm-hmm. How does it help folks make clearer policy objectives and select the right strategies?
Immigration is very contentious in our country today, illegal immigration, how much enforcement we should have, what we should do with the resident undocumented population in the country. There's ongoing negotiations in the Congress about what should we try another comprehensive immigration reform effort. So the first point I make is just at the strategic level, at the Congress and the president level, setting policy objectives. What's an acceptable level of control of the border? What's an acceptable flow rate? What's an acceptable apprehension rate? Those types of things. Now let's put the technicians in place and say, now what's the best way to achieve that? What's the lowest cost, most efficient way to achieve that? And not have the senior policy folks instead controlling the inputs of the process because there's no agreement on what the outcomes are and what the outcomes should be. Focus them on the outcomes. Let the technicians then start to work down on setting strategies. I also briefly mention how you manage execution. It's hard to do that when you're not measuring these things and when you don't have a good handle on them. And the ultimate, of course, is in accountability. And so when you're measuring these things, you can then hold people. You can now go down all the way down to the line level and hold people accountable for the results that are achieved.
You mentioned proxy just before in your response, and I want to actually explore that a little bit. What are some of the challenges in estimating performance and the problems created when you use or reference a non-outcome proxy measure?
Well, and law enforcement provides great examples of these because perhaps the most common proxy used in law enforcement is the arrest rate. And they're certainly an important thing to measure. But they don't necessarily tell you what's going on in terms of the underlying crime rate. People feel more secure in their home when crime rates are low, and they feel less secure in their home when crime rates are high. And knowing that you've arrested a lot of people doesn't necessarily tell you which case you're in. That's just one example, but it's an example where an important output measure that should be measured but sometimes is mistakenly put forward as an outcome, and it clouds the debate instead of clarifying the debate.
Are there data estimation methods that can assist public managers in measuring unobserved events? We will explore this question and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.